Often kids in small rural communities have little to do and few places to go for entertainment. In the village of Shawnee in Perry County, a program called Spicy Yam has been trying to change that for local youth. Producer Sandra Slight Brennan recently spent an afternoon there.
On a weekday afternoon, the main street in Shawnee has few passersby. The town, like many other old coal mining communities in this area, has seen better days. Once it had 4,000 residents, today it's closer to 600. Troy Malott is the director of Spicy Yam, a youth arts organization. It was the desolation of the town that first appealed to him when he saw it as a young fine arts major from Ohio University.
When I found Shawnee as a photographer, instantly I was compelled. I had to stop because it almost feels like the Old West. A lot of the buildings are in states of decay, and some have been kept up, and they're all sort of mixed together. So it's really compelling.
I don't know, it seems like a town caught in time.
Elaine Shiflett is a Vista worker. Her family has lived in southern Perry County for three generations.
The main business is Hanna Brothers here. You have a couple of carryouts, a post office, and a bar, and that's really pretty much the extent of it. At the other end of town, there is one factory.
Outside of school, this area really doesn't have much to offer. And if a child isn't interested in sports, then there are a few after-school programs, but really nothing much going on.
But 4 years ago, a local nonprofit, Sunday Creek Associates, decided to change that. They started Spicy Yam, a youth media arts center. Today, the second floor of one of those empty storefronts is abuzz with activity.
We have our sign out front, our little placard saying, come on in. We always have food in our kitchen, and it's a self-serve kitchen. Usually they're kind of vying to get on one of our faster G4 computers, and we very often will have art activities going on.
They come in here, they know someone cares what they have to say. Someone will sit and listen to them, even if they're just having a bad day and they need to rant and rave. And they know, too, that whatever problems are out there, when they come in here, they're left out there. None of it follows them in here.
I'm Lucky Luciano, Donatello DeSico.
I'm Kate Tatman.
I'm Randy Gleason.
And how long have you been coming here?
3 years.
And what do you do?
Get on computers, do art stuff.
Like, check out video cameras.
We shot video. It was about, like, who I am, about my friends, my family.
Have costume designers come in. About, you name it. That's
it's a place to go and hang out, and there's free food. You can't beat free food.
But it's obviously more than food that's been bringing them back for 4 years now.
One of the things that I've noticed as a director and is just visually, the kids seem to have better hygiene, to dress with more personality, to have developed a character, an identity. And I think that them belonging to this place and having ownership over it and being interested in the arts and having succeeded in some of our art projects, it's given them an identity that they might not have had if they continue to hang out on the street with the other kids who don't choose to come in.
One of the arts they focus on is video production. Spicy Yam videos have been in film festivals in Athens, Columbus, and Cincinnati. Three of the students are just putting the finishing touches on an anti-drug and alcohol public service announcement.
Do you want a beer?
Yeah, you want a beer, babe?
What?
Don't be a sissy. Come on, you want a beer, don't you?
And the kids did all the filming, you know, with Troy's help. They did the editing, and very impressive.
Yeah, so they created a pretty emotional drama, a fictional drama of what could happen with Appalachian kids being in these small towns, bored out of their minds, and sort of escaping and becoming desperate, and using drugs and alcohol and using firearms and creating scenarios that are Greek tragedies, you know.
Speaking of getting high, these leads are really kicking in, dude.
Oh, man.
I've noticed to watch the young men who sort of bring up the littler boys in the culture of violence, you know, and I think we've broke that pattern by getting the kids involved in constructive activities.
The hope is that Spicy Yam will remain an alternative to boredom in Shawnee. The kids have taken ownership of the program and get involved in the community too. Last summer, they volunteered their time and power sprayed and painted an historic building donating the money to Spicy Yam.
Having worked with the village council over the years, I've got the impression that the village is in a lot of ways in a holding pattern, and that the local people have worked hard to keep Shawnee where it's at. And there's been some turmoil and confusion with us coming in and trying to introduce the arts.
I think the main attitude they have around here is it's not getting them farther in life. It's not providing a roof over their head, food in their stomach, you know, money in their pocket. The fact that they don't realize how much it can enrich their lives is the part that really upsets me about it. But the kids, it's made a difference with the kids. It's really great to see them appreciate it. And we're hoping with this generation that maybe that'll be in their heads as they're growing up and as they have kids, that they'll realize there's a lot of value in the arts.
For this time around, from Shawnee, Ohio, I'm Sandra Sleitbrenner.
If you'd like more information about Spicy Yam, you can go to their website at www.spicyyam.org. Their public service announcement can be seen on our website, www.thistimearound.org. This Time Around is funded in part by a grant from the Appalachian Regional Commission.